glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
The one thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple. Oh, just a beautiful verse from Psalm 27, verse 4. Happy Thursday. This already, can you believe it's already January the 22nd, 2015. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. I am your host, Joey Kroll. Yes, we are just marking off days just a little too quickly here in January. But I guess that's a good thing, because the quicker we get through January and February, the quicker we get out of winter and into spring and into summer. And in fact, you know what? The winter hasn't been that bad. I know we've had maybe about a week or so of some really cold, interesting weather, maybe 2 weeks, but it hasn't been that bad. Not as compared to last year. Remember last winter? My, oh my. So, hey, Fred, I pray that you're doing well today. How's the week coming along for you? Doing okay? Well, last week, I think it was last week, early last week, I was under the weather for a couple of days, did not feel well at all, had like the head cold, had the coughing and the nasalness and the runny nose. And on Monday of this week, after feeling all better from last week, I had a nasty stomach bug. So I have just felt like I've been through the ringer the last couple of weeks, but praise God, I am feeling better. Our pastor, our senior pastor, that is, has been on vacation for the last 2 weeks. So, because since I serve as an associate pastor at my church, I've been kind of filling in the role of senior pastor duty. So I'm so happy he's back, back from vacation. So it is a lot of work doing pastoral work, but also working full time and being a husband and a dad as well. It is a lot of work. So just a nice reminder to be praying for your pastor throughout the year as well, throughout the weeks, and just lifting him up to the throne room of grace. Amen. Wow. I don't know if you've missed Monday or Tuesday's edition of Mark and Friends. Wow, you've missed out big time. I don't know if you've been following. Mark has been doing the Alpha course for the last couple of weeks, and the Alpha course basically covers the basics of Christianity, sort of like who is Jesus and why did Jesus die and why and how do I pray? And this past week, he interviewed Nikki Gumbel Monday and Tuesday, and they talked about, is there more to life than this? And if you've missed it, wow, you've missed a really good program, I'll tell you that. So maybe you have some family members or some friends that are maybe questioning, God, is there more to life than this? What is going on? I mean, there has to be more than this. I encourage you to visit our website, greatnewsradio.org, click on archives, and listen to Monday and Tuesday's program. And the neat thing is you can listen to it 24 hours a day, many times over. So greatnewsradio.org, and click on archives and listen to Monday and Tuesday's program with Mark and Friends. Is there more to life than this? Well, coming up on Sunday, the 25th, you're invited to the Sing and Swing Irving Berlin Review, performed by the Class Act Showstoppers at the Christ Community Church on South Neal Street in Champaign. Again, this Sunday, they're going to have two different shows, 3:30 and 5. They're going to present family-friendly songs and dances celebrating Berlin's classics. Again, this Sunday for the Sing and Swing and Irving Berlin Review, performed by the Class Act Showstoppers, this Sunday at 3:30 and again at 5 p.m. at Christ Community Church, 114 South Neal Street in Champaign. General admission is $5 and free admission to seniors. For more information, just visit our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on events. Well, January is the month that focuses on the sanctity of human life, and that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today from the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 23, the sanctity of human life. So I hope you can stick around. Coming up right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio.
These are the days of the life.
Thank you so much for listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Of course, on this Thursday, the 22nd day of January 2015. Of course, January is the month that focuses on the sanctity of human life. And I'll tell you what, every few years, there's a trial that takes place that captures the nation's attention. The case may involve maybe a celebrity or some famous murderer, or it may seem to be the only thing the national media talks about. You know what I'm talking about? And when the jury finally reaches a verdict, we hear a collective cry of surprise at their decision of not guilty. And some of us could think, how could they let that person free when all the evidence and testimony points to their guilt? They got away with murder. You know, friend, God is a God of justice. And he calls us, his people, to practice justice. See, in the Old Testament, we see a clear-cut description or direction on how we should practice justice and speak up for others. Rather than letting our blood boil over injustice, we can step in and be a voice to the voiceless. So if you have your Bible, turn to the book of Exodus chapter 23. We're going to take a look at a couple of different verses in Exodus chapter 23. And I've read the Bible several times. I've spent a lot of time in several different passages, but this was one that I came across that I don't ever remember reading. So this is a really good chapter. Exodus 23, we're going to look at a couple of different verses here in Exodus chapter 23. Verse 1 says, "Do not spread false reports. Do not help a guilty person by being a malicious witness. Do not follow the crowd in wrongdoing. When you give testimony in a lawsuit, do not pervert justice by siding with the crowd. And do not show favoritism to the poor person in a lawsuit. Let's jump down to verse 6. Do not deny justice to your poor people in their lawsuits. Have nothing to do with a false charge, and do not put an innocent or honest person to death, for I will not acquit the guilty. Do not accept a bribe, for a bribe blinds those who see and twists the words of the innocent. Do not oppress a foreigner. You yourselves know how it feels to be foreigners, because you were foreigners in Egypt. See, justice is an ideal in every society, and one way to carry out justice is to fight against the corrosion of lies and deceit. And that's the focus of the commands recorded in the first couple of verses here in Exodus. Specifically, we're commanded here to not spread false reports. That's what the very first verse says here in Exodus 23. Do not spread false reports. Do not help a guilty person by being a malicious witness. And I can't read these verses without thinking about justice for the unborn children of this world. Because one false report that has circulated for years is the claim that an unborn child is only a tissue or a product of conception. See, advancements in technology have shed light on this false report. Today, we have access to 4D ultrasounds, which is great because 85% of women who benefit from this technology decide to keep their babies. Praise the Lord. It's clear that what's inside the womb is a human life. See, the heart begins to beat between the 18th and 24th day after conception. Brain waves have been recorded as early as 45 days after conception. At 8 weeks, the baby possesses the unique fingerprints he or she will have for the rest of their life. And at 11 or 12 weeks, a baby can suck its own thumb. Praise the Lord. See, given these truths, why have so many embrace a false report about abortion? Well, because the lie protects them from unwanted consequences and responsibility. Injustice occurs when people are willing to seek their freedom at the expense of someone else's life. Now, it's easy to go along with the culture on controversial issues, but God's command is clear. He says, do not follow the crowd in wrongdoing, verse 2. Do not follow the crowd in wrongdoing. See, our call is equally clear. We need to stand up for others who cannot stand up for themselves. Don't join in the falsehoods and lies against them. You know, we're all tempted in some fashion or another to blend in with the crowd, but the Bible makes it extremely clear. It says, do not follow the crowd in wrongdoing. Don't do that. Don't get caught up in that. It's easy to do that. You know, they say peer pressure is only a thing for teenagers. That's just for everybody in every age group. It's hard. But at the end of the day, are we going to follow God's commands or our own insecurities? Exodus 23, verses 6 and 7. Do not deny justice to your poor people in their lawsuits. Have nothing to do with the false charge, and do not put an innocent or honest person to death, for I will not acquit the guilty. You know, whenever we read the Word of God, we always see that the Bible upholds the sanctity of human life. Now, most people read these verses with a sigh of relief and think, whew, I haven't killed anyone. Whew. But also, we need to consider whether we're contributing to murder through inaction. Look at the full context of this passage. See, the law addressed the issue of seeing justice universally carried out. Now, we aren't to favor the poor person in a matter. That's verse 3. But neither are we to deny them justice. A lack of justice can lead to an innocent person's wrongful death. And our inaction, which is our failure to prevent an injustice, can be equally harmful. Now, I realize abortion isn't really a topic for casual discussion. It's something you don't talk over a cup of coffee and a scone. in fact, most of us would prefer to be talking about anything else. But there are lives at stake. This issue impacts family members. It impacts neighbors, friends, coworkers, and people in your church. Here are the facts. Did you know? These are just outstanding. More than one out of every five pregnancies end in abortion. One out of every five pregnancies end in abortion. 65%. Now, this just blew me out of the water. 65% of all women who have abortions identify themselves as Christians. Also, since Roe versus Wade in 1973, more than 56 million babies have been killed in the U.S. through abortion. 56 million babies. These people could have been presidents. They could have been pastors, preachers. And what's more, every abortion sets off a chain reaction of loss. Parents are impacted. Untold numbers of people deal with the guilt of knowing they participated in or supported an abortion. These numbers are truly sobering. God calls us to defend those who cannot defend themselves. Now, we place value on the object by virtue of who created it. Now, try purchasing a painting by Van Gogh or Picasso for the same price as a painting by a talented but unknown artist. See, in Genesis 1:27, we read, "So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them." So God took his stamp, his image, and implanted it on every human being on this planet. That gives each human being infinite value and worth. And what's more, we never lose our value in God's sight. Even when our lives are full of sin, even when we've been guilty of oppressing others, he steps in and removes our guilt when we repent. Because God is holy, he will not justify or ignore our guilt, but Jesus, thank you, Lord, but Jesus, the one who is without sin and without guilt, took our sin and guilt upon himself. He removes our sin and offers us forgiveness in Christ. And we should and can apply that same value to others. We do just that when we work tirelessly to stop the great injustice of abortion. We do that when we help those struggling under the guilt of abortion see that God's grace is available for them. So consider what you can do this week, this month, to address the pain of wrong decisions and defend the lives of others. Pray each day for the thousands of unborn babies currently at risk. Pray for the women and families that have been impacted by abortion. Also, get involved. Consider writing letters to Congress and your local representative and other elected officials on this vital issue. And also give what you can. Contribute to local crisis pregnancy centers. Donate money or volunteer your time to help in this important work. Now, abortion is not the unpardonable sin. God can bring beauty from ashes, thank you, Jesus, and healing from the pain of wrong decisions and from the pain of failing to prevent wrong decisions. God values us. He values others. So let's follow suit and let's do the same.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure. His face away as wounds which mar the chosen ones bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed, I hear my mother.
His love for you and for me is far wider and deeper than we can even imagine. Well, friend, I invite you to tune in tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m., and again for the rebroadcast, 7:32 p.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.